This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You lived in very much in the dunya of the kind that other people want, right? So the kind of dunya that you watch from outside and everybody thinks, so cool, I wish I was you, right? And you get all these, and you feel, yeah, I'm super cool, okay? I am the cool one that you wish you were, right? Astaghfirullah. What Muslims sometimes say, which surprises me, is, and you left it all behind.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasuliyya kareem. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul uqadata min lisani yafqahu qawli ameen. So a little bit about myself. I suppose for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Shazrina Azman from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. But more people know me, they know me as Ms. Nina. So Ms. Nina is a stage name that I've lived by since I was a little kid. Growing up in the 80s, we used to watch a lot of MTV. I used to listen to a lot of the CDs that my siblings brought home because they studied in the States. Some of them studied in the UK. And I was so inspired to be a star. You know, I wanted to be another star on stage. And so growing up, that was all I did. I sang, I danced, I performed. I became a rapper at the age of 13. And then I started performing on stage. I joined a hip hop group called the Tay Tariq Crew. SubhanAllah, you know, sis, I feel that, you know, many of us are born Muslim, but I feel that, you know, a lot of us take it for granted. We really, really take it for granted. And really, we get so lost in this world of dunya, like you said before, the lights, the camera, the action, the music, and the lifestyle that goes with that, you know, the whole YOLO, you only live once kind of lifestyle. And then from there, you get introduced to, you know, different types of people who introduces you to other different types of toxic situations, addictions, friends, relationships, you know, the whole package of, you know, the clubbing lifestyle. Allah saved me in ways, in at times that I feel that if, SubhanAllah, I'm so grateful that He has saved me again and again and again, even when I didn't know I needed to be saved. But yes, I am a born Muslim, and alhamdulillah, Allah brought me back to Islam through a long process of hijrah, of spiritual hijrah. And alhamdulillah, I'm still on that journey, you know, still a long way to go, inshallah. And here I am today speaking to you. And subhanAllah, it really is such a huge blessing. Alhamdulillah.
Talk to us about the change from noise to quiet.
You know, I just want to share with you a moment that I had on stage. And that was when I knew it was time for me to do something with my life, to find God. I was on stage. The spotlight was on me. I had the crowds in front of me, you know, putting their hands up, and I was doing my routine, singing and dancing. And then I just had this moment where I felt like, what am I doing? This is not me, right? And even though everything was so loud, you know, around me, you got the music playing, you got the people screaming, and yet I was still in this zone where it was just quiet. I was just in my thoughts, you know, this kind of silent thoughts in myself, thinking, Nina, this is not you. This is not me. What am I doing here? And so that was pretty much an aha moment for me. And I knew that I had to move on. I had to find something else that could replace this music that I had in my life for so many years. And the missing key was Allah at that point.